All right. I'm back on.
You good?
Yep.
All right. So you've been a busy fella.
Yeah, it's been solid the last I guess 12 years, but last 6 months.
Yeah. I can't believe the quality of the albums that you put out. I know you have how many albums you have out now? 5, 6?
I think this is 6.
Yeah, I think 6. And I keep waiting for the next one every time.
Cool. Good to hear.
It's good stuff, and I don't know how you got into my mind. And I usually don't like people in there, but sometimes I feel like you guys figured out the John Malkovich inside of my brain.
Nice.
with the music. No, seriously, you combine all the flavors that I kind of like into this sound that I can use as a soundtrack for pretty much any event in my life. So
cool, man.
So that's kind of where I wanted to start out by just saying thank you, actually.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's what we're going for. It's good to hear that it actually it works.
It does
every
work
every once in a while.
It did, man. It definitely did with me. So you're going to be supporting the Allman Brothers Band soon.
Yeah.
You've already been doing that, I guess.
Yeah, we've done about
Indianapolis,
a half dozen so yep. far.
How does that go off?
I mean, it's good. You know, it's nice. I get a chance to keep my guys on the road and keep everybody playing. Because especially with the Clapton tour, you get away from it for 2 or 3 months. I think you lose a lot of steam. So,
yeah.
Whenever there's a window, whether it's just doing one show here, one show there, I think just keeping the musical dialogue going is really the key to it. So, but it's been nice. I mean, the crowd reception has been great. Getting back on the road with the Allman Brothers has been fun too.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've been actually, gosh, I spoke with Pedro Arevalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know Pedro?
Yeah, I do.
And I spoke with Devin Allman recently.
Nice.
Yeah, cool guys, both of them. And now, have you heard of a guy, the Tony Tyler Trance?
I've definitely heard of. A few people have been telling me about it.
Yeah, I hooked up with their folks there, and I just played a bunch of his tunes today. Got a very good very good reception. That's cool. I'm glad you've heard of these, of him especially.
Yeah, they all seem to be in this little small circle that we run in.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's a good weird, man. Good musical weird.
Very nice.
Now, you got Tom Petty coming, too. You, the Allmans, Tom Petty, and actually you're going to be right in Hartford, Connecticut with the first one.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid bill. I'm looking forward to that. I've never seen Tom Petty. I keep hearing how great his live band is and the guitar player, Mike Campbell, so I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah, I saw him live back, sometime in the 80s, late 80s, and it was a good show for sure, and he's got a lot more to work with now.
Yeah, I think we're doing maybe a half dozen of those, too, so it should be a good run.
And then you get into the fall, which is the aforementioned work with Eric Clapton.
Yeah, we just did a month and a half in Europe, and then the beginning of July, I'm heading back over to do another European leg, and then I think we're making it to the States eventually. But, it's been an amazing opportunity, amazing musical trip so far. I'm looking forward to it. The last week or so of the tour, I felt like it really started coming together. It started really feeling like a band. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
So what is that about? Does he play with you folks, or you guys like mix and match? How's it going with Clapton?
I mean, it's good. There's much more space and musical freedom than I was expecting, and so that's been a pleasant surprise. And I mean, it's very much his band. It's his thing, obviously. It's Eric Clapton band, but he's given everybody room to do what they do, and it's been really nice. I think the musical dialogue is really starting to kick up, and everyone's getting comfortable within the group and within their positions. And I think by the time we get back over here with the tour, I think it'll be locked in completely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. I'm going to try definitely to get to your show on the 12th of August with the Allmans and Petty. That'll be a good time.
Nice.
And the New England Dodge Music Center, which changes name like every month or so. It's a nice venue for you, though.
Yeah, which venue is it, actually?
It's called the New England Dodge Music Center.
What was it before?
I think it was the Tweeter, and then there was another name. Yeah, it changes.
Wasn't it Great Woods?
Great Woods.
Yeah.
There's all of them. I can't keep track anymore.
It's still Great Woods. That's what we call it.
It's still a great place. Yeah, I much prefer that. Now, because your music, as I mentioned, to me, very inspirational, certainly not, sometimes I think you might get considered blues, sincerely just the blues, and there's a lot more to it. Where do you go for inspiration? You know, where's your, you know, just your secret spot, or?
You know, it's all over the map musically. I mean, there's definitely a lot of blues, whether it's the early Delta blues guys or Howlin' Wolf. You know, and then you'll jump across the board and listen to, you know, Glenn Gould playing like Bach pieces or Indian classical or Mahalia Jackson or, you know, whatever moves you. There's so much amazing music out there. I think the more that you can open up to and the more that you can really dig into, I think it reveals just reveals different things to you, different possibilities musically. So, you know, we keep our ears wide open as a group, and personally I'm definitely always on the search for, you know, it's usually traditional or roots music that I gravitate towards more. I think usually pop music is the only thing that I try to steer clear of. but even within that, there's, you know, every once in a while there's a great artist that comes through, you know, someone like Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles, who was semi-considered pop, but obviously the stuff they were doing was, you know, as timeless as anything else.
Yeah, they definitely went much deeper than pop.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes I think people have to get a little poppy to make the buck and pay the bills, and you know, they tend to, sometimes they sway because of it.
Yeah, it's a fine line, you know.
It sure is.
It's, and you hope you never have to make those decisions. I've been amazingly fortunate so far to, first of all, not really have too many desires that way. Like, I could care less.
And, yeah, good.
And also, we've been, you know, fortunate as a band to really be able to play the music that we want to play and get away with it, and you know, have enough of an audience that we can keep fuel in the bus and keep the hotels paid for.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, as long as everyone's healthy, happy, and eating, and we
yeah.
can keep the bus moving down the road, we're going to keep doing it.
And baby, you know, the babies get fed.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, things like that, because that's going, you know, that goes on in all your lives as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Step away from it sometimes, and you think about all that goes into keeping 1, 2, 3 groups on the road. It's a lot of human beings involved.
Yeah. And they're the, besides, as we know with our what happened today, with the, besides Mother Nature, human beings are the other creature that I don't want to work with too much.
Yes.
You know,
it's a tough thing.
Very unpredictable.
That's right. It's good for you, though.
It sure is. Keeps you on your toes. You got to be observant in life. So, people help you do that for sure.
That's right.
We like to crowd watch. Now, let's talk a little bit about the guys in the band. Who you got there?
Well, Yanrico Scott playing drums and Todd Smalley on bass.
I like Todd Smalley's bass work.
Yeah, he's a great player. That trio, me and those two, have been together for probably about 12, 13 years now. So we've logged many hours together on the road and on stage. So that's a pretty tight unit. Kofi Burbridge has been in the group for a little over 6 years, I believe, and just an amazing keyboardist, amazing flautist. He's O'Teal is his younger brother, who I play with in the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
So just a really musical family. And Count Mbutu playing percussion with us. He's been with us on and off pretty much the whole time. Whenever we can afford to take him out, he comes with us. So he's an old Atlanta staple. That's just, he adds so much just kind of intangibles to the band.
Yeah.
It's really nice having him around.
He's the good caviar. You can't bring him out all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mike Madison's the newest addition on vocals, and he was really the missing piece for us. So it's nice. I feel like it's finally the band we've been looking for the last decade or so.
And now Mike was in, I have the CD, Scrap-O-Matic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good CD. Vocally, I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah, it is good. And I have some of O'Teal's work as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, the good stuff. Good, very good stuff. Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, you've surrounded yourself wisely with a bunch of talent.
Yeah, you know, you need people around you that are lighting the fire underneath you and pushing you, you know.
Yeah.
Ideally, you want to be the weakest link in your band.
That's right.
You want to have people pushing you, and you know, you want to feel like you have to stay on your toes. Because, you know, really, at the end of the day, when you play as much as we do, the guys you really want to keep interested and impressed are the guys you're playing with. You want to surprise them musically. You want to, you know, you don't want to disappoint them, or you don't want to start playing things that they start feeling is cliche. So it's nice having guys that are constantly pushing and pulling each other. It keeps it alive.
Yeah, you guys are alive, that's for sure. if you had an opportunity like I did, and I, you know, I've been trying to at least chat with you since March, because, like I said, you are one of those people in my musical world that I just, you know, I appreciate what you're doing.
Cool, man.
Who, if you had the chance to chase somebody for months, who would it be that you would like to speak with?
Wow, you know, there's the first few that come to mind are maybe Ornette Coleman or Wayne Shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys. You know, B.B. King would be a great one to sit down with. Most of them are probably deceased, but there's definitely quite a few guys around. Pharoah Sanders, a lot of jazz musicians.
I love Pharoah Sanders.
Yeah, Pharoah was great, and he's still out doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah, his live work is incredible.
For sure.
Holy moly. Yeah, you know, I had the chance to speak with, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Jake Shimabukuro.
No, I'm not familiar with.
He's a virtuoso, believe it or not, ukulele player.
Nice.
And, you know, my man makes four strings sound like two guitars at times. And I meant to ask him, but we got wrapped up in a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, if he named his instrument there. So do you have a name for your guitars or any of yours? You play a lot of different instruments, don't you?
I mean, I
do a little sitar.
I pretty much stick with the guitar.
Okay.
Every once in a while I'll fumble around with something, but...
No names?
Not yet. I guess I probably should.
I don't know.
Legit until you name it.
I guess,
like a boat.
Yeah, like a boat. And then, yeah, don't hit it with a bottle, though.
Right.
If the name of, if you could rename the band, you know, something else, what you think? What do you think? Do you have any other thoughts on your mind about a possible name for a band with, you know, same members, let's say?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that a bunch lately, and I'm kind of drawing a blank because I've...
It's tough.
I've thought about wanting to do that, but until something hits me...
Yeah. No, not to say that, you know, the name of the band should change or anything, but if you were to have it, to do it all together with the same guys all over again, today's day one.
Yeah.
You know, you're not all young guys kicking back in the garage or anything, maybe. Let's wonder what it would be.
Yeah, you know, I've actually been kicking that around, and I haven't come up with anything yet.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know when I do.
Yeah. Cool. Now, you kick back on MySpace?
No.
You're not the one.
I haven't done it.
Yeah, it's a scene that I didn't think I'd ever get into until I started messing around with some of the new artists' music. And
I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, they're all out there, and it's a great... They're contacting me.
That's maybe one of the reasons I haven't done it.
Yeah.
I don't have enough downtime. I'd probably spend it all on there.
Yeah, I'm trying not to do that, but, you know, that's how I got hooked up with a lot of good folks already. And
Cool.
So that's kind of, you know, it's a strange new world, but it's been decent.
Yeah, I'll probably end up checking it out.
Yeah, be careful. I don't think you have time for that. Just keep making albums. Just do that. Let someone else handle it. So, well, I got to thank you for your time.
Thank you, man.
You know, it was a weird road getting here for both of us, at least
today.
And we made it. And I don't know, I'm not sure if Blake told you what our last email session was like. It kind of was funny. He threw out a date to me, and I couldn't, you know, I think I was at two different parties later today. So I said, no, here's some times that work. And I was like, geez, this is, he's like the hot chick you never get.
That's funny.
So he sends me back a quick email saying, let me see what I can do about getting you the hot chick.
That's awesome.
So you're the hot chick, man. That's
nice. It's the first for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and I don't know if that feels right for me or not, but what the hell. I want to thank you for being the hot chick, man.
Nah, I'm glad it came together.
Yeah, me too. It was fun, and thanks for keeping it real.
Cool, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one, and I hope to see you in Hartford.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
All right, man. Peace.
See you, man.
Bye.